For a long time, people have known that the Boston Harbor is a rather polluted place, filled with sewer waste and trash people have thrown in. Until 1991, Boston was dumping raw sewage straight into the harbor. George Bush Sr. called Boston's harbor the filthiest in America. Since then, Boston has been cleaning up the waste it had dumped. Me and my friend Samuel Watt interviewed pedestrians by the harbor to see how they felt about the water surrounding Boston now, in 2009.
Do you believe the water here is polluted or not?
I think chances are yes, but it's better than it used to be.
Why do you think that it's cleaner now than before?
Because when I moved to Boston, I read quite a bit about them cleaning up the bottom from centuries of chemicals and toxic stuff. But from looking at it, you can tell it still has a ways to go.
I think it's much less polluted than it used to be.
Why do you think that?
Well, they did a lot of work over the last 10 or 15 years to stop the storm runoff and to cut back on some of the wasteful dumping that was happening in the harbor.
It looked like many people were optimistic about how far the city has come and how far it can progress in the future. And they have reason to. Lately, the city of Boston has been doing its best to further clean up the water and make it sanitary. There are annual cleanups to take debris out of the water, and all waste is purified before it is dumped. But many people believe that in spite of the city's efforts, the water is still filthy.
Probably because of all the boats and all the factories around.
People throw too much trash around and it ends up in the water.
Well, I have some friends who do crew and they come in like from out after they like do crew and their arms are like covered in like a disgusting color if they get it wet. So it's like they have an awkward tan line, but it's from the water, not from the sun.
Either way, the Boston Harbor is getting cleaner and separating itself from a dirty history. That's good news for everybody. This is Kyle Alpert and Samuel Watt, reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.